This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only national radio show where you can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's COVID-stricken Aria.
Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And to be fair, I don't think I actually have COVID. It seems like I have a cold or something like that. But, you know, it's a fun joke to make. But speaking of COVID, the lockdowns don't really seem to be making a difference, according to dailymail.co.uk. And I think this is the...
Oh, they're making a difference. All kinds of people are going out of business, losing their jobs.
They're not making a difference in COVID numbers, rather. I guess I should be more specific.
Right. They're also giving the government an excuse, or the federal gang, an excuse to print out trillions of dollars and shuffle all kinds of wealth over to the politically connected.
Yeah, just insane amounts of money being printed up. There's another $1,400 stimulus payment going out to all Americans in the work. Of course, just like the last one, I'm going to use this one to buy cryptocurrency.
Oh, and Bitcoin crashed through $50,000 in the middle of the night. It's back down to 48 or 49 today, but it for a record high of $50,000. So thanks, government.
I saw that. I expect their contributions to Bitcoin to continue helping Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
What did they do to Bitcoin?
Well, they printed a bunch of money and made Bitcoin a healthy alternative that's constantly gaining in value versus the USD, which is constantly losing value because they just keep printing more and more of it.
Yeah. The more they crank up the printing presses for, you know, for the US dollar and other currencies around the world, I mean, they're all printing and they're all giving it, giving it away to their buddies. That's just the way that that system works. Bitcoin is completely independent from, and cryptocurrency in general, is independent from those money printers. They don't have any control over it. So they have no idea what the price of Bitcoin is going to do in relation to it, like how far up it will go, and they cannot stop it.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. You know, is the value of Bitcoin actually up right now, or is the value of USD just that much down right now? I suspect it's a combination of the two.
Yeah, I mean, because the other cryptos aren't rising at the same clip as Bitcoin, so Bitcoin is much higher valued, I would say, than probably the dollar is losing value, but that's a good thing for everybody holding Bitcoin.
Bitcoin Cash got up to almost $800, if I remember correctly.
Nice.
Well, it got up over $700 at the least.
Yeah, a lot of the alts, as they call them, have been having a pretty nice week.
So, What I love about this article here is that it's comparing the most restrictive state, California. Well, it may be New York that's the most restrictive, but it's comparing California and Florida, two states that took drastically different approaches to COVID-19.
Right.
And it's showing all of the stats here to show that, you know, despite all of the lockdowns in California and the relative openness of Florida, their case numbers per 100,000 residents are almost identical, with Florida clocking in at 8,306 and California at 8,499.
Wow.
And that's per 100,000 residents. And, of course, Florida has had open beaches and parties and spring break and all of these other holidays that people have been attending, and yet their case numbers are actually lower. Per 100,000 residents, as are their number of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
117 deaths per 100,000 instead of 130, which is what you have in California. Which is also surprising because there's a lot of old people in Florida, a lot of retirees.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So coming to us from the dailymail.co.uk, since the early days of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S., no two states have been more different in their approaches than California and Florida. In early March, California Governor Gavin Newsom limited gatherings, closed bars, and indoor dining at restaurants, implemented mask mandates, and implored residents to stay home. Comparatively, DeSantis, governor of Florida, has enacted few measures, lifting an ordinance that prevented people from operating businesses and restaurants, as well as lifting COVID-19-related fines and penalties in September. Looser restrictions meant schools have not been shut down statewide, and mask mandates have never been imposed.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
In November, he even criticized states like California and said he trusted his residents to, quote, use common sense.
Now, from what Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts, has said, there are a lot of people wearing masks in Florida, so there's just some level of voluntary compliance with that.
And I'm okay with that if that's what people want to do. I don't like it.
It's your body. You wear what you want.
But as long as it's not mandatory.
Right.
It's annoying. You can't hear them.
Is annoying. Despite these different approaches, both states ended up with roughly the same outcome. A DailyMail.com analysis shows that over the last 2 months, the states have seen cases, deaths, and hospitalizations fall by about one-third. So were lockdowns necessary, and did they work?
Well, we know the World Health Organization finally admitted that they actually claim that they don't think that they should be using lockdowns.
I saw that.
Yeah.
They said it made sense in the early days, I think, because we knew so little about the virus. But now that we understand it better.
Yeah, it never makes sense to tell people that they can't make choices for themselves. But you know, even they have admitted it.
So they ask whether lockdowns were necessary and whether they worked, and then say the answer is a complicated one. I don't think so. And I think all of their stats here show that they were not necessary and that they did not work. But researchers say that they were beneficial in the early months due to our lack of knowledge about how COVID-19 spread and how to treat it. Studies have shown that stay-at-home orders and restrictions saved numerous lives, but the data here from California and Florida suggest otherwise, but that they might be less useful now as more of the population gains natural immunity through infection or immunity via vaccination, but that social distancing and masks are still necessary to continue driving down case and death rates. They have a number of little graphs here that show clearly that California's spike in cases per million was significantly worse and longer lasting than Florida's.
Yeah, it looks way different.
Florida,
like a large jump up and a sustained jump up.
Yes,
in California.
It's the same with number of deaths, with California hitting almost 20 per... It doesn't say what these metrics are. 20 deaths per million over the last 2 months, and Florida barely ever hitting 10 million. 10 per 1 million. Hospitalizations were also way down in Florida, with, again, California hitting an entirely different metric. When looking at raw numbers, California appears to be doing worse than Florida. The Golden State has 3 million, almost 400,000 total cases, and 46,000 deaths, but both figures are the highest in the nation.
Yeah, but you can't look at raw numbers, as they point out. You need to look at the population.
Yeah. California has about 40 million residents, and Florida about 22 million, and yet Florida is performing significantly better. According to the COVID tracking project, California and Florida are both reporting an average of between 200 cases and 400 cases per million people, and each have seen declines over the last several days. Both states also followed a similar curve with a spike in cases around January the 1st, as the winter surge led to rapidly rising rates of cases and deaths, with infections starting to tail off a few weeks later. They're saying that the epidemic goes in cycles. When people aren't careful, the virus infects a lot of people. But we see multiple peaks dampen when people get serious.
I have seen that people are generally not careful.
Yes. So, I would agree entirely. Yeah.
Even those putting masks on are not being careful.
Yeah.
They're just doing what they're told.
We were talking to somebody today with a mask on, and she was touching it right where her mouth was just to adjust it, like grabbing it directly where she was breathing on it to adjust it.
Yeah, it's essentially it's the equivalent of just spitting on their hands and then going around touching things. By far, it's got to be worse than just not wearing a mask.
I've seen somebody wearing a mask in a service-oriented store and saw them drop it on the floor and pick it back up and put it on. And
that's got to be healthy.
And I saw it happen a second time.
So they're like taking it off to do something and dropping it?
Yeah, they're taking it off and then dropping it and then putting it back on and adjusting it. And it's ridiculous.
That's someone who's just obeying and doesn't really, I mean, they seem to be doing it.
That's how most of them are.
Yeah.
I think, at least. You know, the true believers are the ones wearing two masks.
They are, but they're not being any more cautious or careful than anyone else. Like this kid I work with who proclaims to be the only one taking it seriously, but he's going around giving coworkers hugs and stuff.
Isn't this the one that brought down the entire restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he was sent to quarantine because he was going around hugging people during this, quote, pandemic, while he's the only one taking it seriously. I'm like, dude, I couldn't be taking this
less seriously, and I'm not going around hugging people. That's generally because I don't go around hugging people, but I just can't imagine the audacity of proclaiming to be one of these hardcore believers, one of the adherents of the one true religion, and then violating its tenets so openly and not expecting to get called out on it. Have you seen these people wearing these masks and constantly adjusting them? What do you think about the data here showing that Florida, by the numbers, is actually more successful by not locking down and not imposing mask mandates than the state of California? 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
3160 is the call-in number. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Be sure to take a moment to look at that $48,500 or whatever amount it is right now value of Bitcoin, and then learn about it. You'll find all sorts of information there, neatly organized by your needs, so you don't really have an excuse any longer to ignore this important world-changing information, and you really don't want to be one of those people a year from now sitting there saying on Twitter and Facebook that you wish you had bought Bitcoin back when it was still $50,000. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for everything cryptocurrency, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. Because Bitcoin is on a tear, it would seem. It's now like a little bit. Like, what is that now? What is a $1,500 fall for Bitcoin now? A half of a percent?
It's not much, yeah.
So Bitcoin, almost $50,000. It did, in fact, break $50,000 early this morning.
That's right. Yeah, it went up to about $50,600.
Yeah. I was not awake to see that because it was like 7:30 in the morning, but I saw all of the headlines as soon as I woke up. Bitcoin hits new all-time high. I was like, yep, hit a new all-time high yesterday, too, and the day before, and pretty much every day for the last 2 months or so, give or take a few days here or there.
Well, if you want to remain ignorant about Bitcoin, because if you want to learn about it, you go to Bitcoin.com. If you want to remain ignorant about it, stay tuned to the mainstream media like CNN Business.
Oh, yes. Yahoo Finance has their own little hit piece going on. Yours sounds better.
Okay.
But Yahoo Finance is warning that, you know, Bitcoin is going to crash. It always crashes. I mean, it might, sure. And it probably will.
Yeah.
It might crash back down to 20,000, 25,000. But
I mean, it hurt. In 2017, when there was like a two-week period where it ran up to what was then a record high of about $19,000 per Bitcoin, and some people bought at $19,000, figuring it would keep going up, and there's no reason why it wouldn't. But, of course, it could go down, and it did. It went down at that point, and some people, they freaked out and they sold after they bought at 19,000. Then they sold at 13 or 12 or 10 or whatever it is they sold at. And then they felt like, oh, this is a scam. Bitcoin. Well, if they just held on for another 3 years, they would be doing very, very well, right? They would have more than doubled their money.
There's an entire term for people who suggest, you know, holding on to your Bitcoin, the hodler. And there's a reason that we say this stuff when Bitcoin crashes. Just hold on to it. Or, even better, buy more of it.
If you can afford some.
Because, I mean, Bitcoin.
Then it's on sale.
Yes.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it.
Bitcoin has a very clear trajectory of going up and then falling back down. Mm-hmm. And then going back up even higher,
right,
and falling back down.
Well, remember when it hit 42-ish thousand, it then took a fall all the way down to 30.
It did.
So, I mean, it literally lost 25% of its value within a number of hours. So,
and it stayed that way for a few days, and then it climbed right back up to 40,000, 41,
for about a week or something like that.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
A few weeks later, here we are at 50.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, the institutional investors are not happy about it. But look, if you want to get into Bitcoin, there are a few places you need to avoid at all costs.
Mm.
Top of that list, PayPal.
Yeah.
There's no reason to believe that what PayPal is selling is even Bitcoin. But there's another one, another one of these popular trading apps, Robinhood,
which of course took a lot of well-deserved flack in recent weeks because they restricted the trading of GameStop back when, and AMC and a bunch of other failing companies, they restricted trading, not allowing their users to make purchases of those stocks in order to quote-unquote protect them.
And I don't know about you, but hearing that does not make me want to buy Bitcoin from them.
Knowing
that they'll just restrict your trading? No.
They restricted Dogecoin, too, when the Dogecoin thing was, like, they were pumping it or whatever.
Yeah, how did they restrict it? Do you know?
The same way they restricted GameStop.
Maybe they were restricting the amount, because that's what they ended up doing. They said the next day. So after they initially said, no, you can't buy GameStop or AMC at all, the next day they sort of reversed course and they said, okay, well, we'll let you buy these things, but only in a limited quantity. So you can only buy like 5 GameStop stocks.
Okay.
Or 10 AMC stocks or something like that.
I hate to tact it, but I have to say at the time that was probably good for a lot of these people who wanted to rush in there and buy GameStop. Because at the time it was like, what, $300 or $400 per share?
Mm-hmm.
And
almost immediately after that, it just plummeted back down to Earth.
Yeah, that's true.
So if Robin Hood hadn't done that, and of course, I'm not saying it was a good thing they did, you know, buyer beware, these people knew the risk they were getting into, and they should have, you know, been held accountable for that or been taken to task for it, but I can't be too upset that, you know, a lot of average Joes didn't lose a bunch of money, even if I don't agree with how they were prevented from doing that.
Maybe that's what happened. I mean, that's one way to look at it. I see what you're saying there, but it's not what they advertised their service as. Robin Hood has promoted itself as like the app for the people, you know, empowering the individual to purchase stocks. Well, that means letting the individual make mistakes. And you can go in there right now and make huge mistakes. I mean, that's the people who criticize the Robin Hood app, which the reason why I even have the Robin Hood app is because we heard about the old investors hating on Robin Hood back in the day. So it was like a year ago or something like that. We were talking about Robin Hood as like, hey, this thing that the investor types hate.
Well, it's called Robin Hood for a reason, right?
Well, supposedly. Then we end up finding out that one of the hedge fund owners is actually like a 40% shareholder or owner or something. They hold a piece of Robin Hood, a fairly large chunk of it.
Naturally.
But it was getting a lot of flack because the investor types say, well, you can't just go in there and buy a stock over here and a stock over there. That's the wrong way to do it. You need to buy a mutual fund. You need to buy a bouquet of stocks all together through our company, you know, that kind of thing. And so what Robinhood allows people to do is to just sort of just go in and buy whatever stocks that they want. And that's pissing off some of the old school investor types. And so that is what got my attention. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I'm not into stocks generally, but I figured I'll put a little bit of money into it and, you know, get a couple of things and just see what happens. And they made it easy to do that. Well, now, come the GameStop thing, Robinhood turns, you know, heel. They go bad, basically, and then they start telling people what they can and can't do, what they can and can't buy. And now, what are they saying about Bitcoin?
Well, evidently someone is complaining on Reddit about how they won't allow someone to transfer their purchased bitcoins to an external wallet, to their own non-custodial wallet, like Edge or Coinami or something like, or Exodus or whatever. And it actually does say at Robinhood.com regarding cryptocurrency withdrawals, at this time, we don't support coin withdrawals, although we plan to do so in the future. And their reasoning for stating this is absolutely absurd. Our primary concern is preventing the proceeds from illegal activity from being used for transactions on Robinhood crypto. So you evidently can't even...
How is withdrawing...
Those two things are unrelated, sorry. That's why you can't transfer crypto into Robinhood.
Oh, okay.
But presumably that's also the same reason you can't transfer it out, because they don't want you going on to www.buyillegaldrugs.com or whatever and using Bitcoin to do it. So, avoid PayPal and avoid Robinhood. I have to say, as much as I don't like Cash App, they seem to be the only one holding to the actual concept of selling people Bitcoin.
You mean one of the major venues?
More on Bitcoin in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
President Biden preparing for a CNN town hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The president set to push his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan to an invitation-only, socially distanced crowd of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. Winter storm warnings are in place across the southern plains as the region braces for another system. More snow and ice are expected in areas of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, on top of the snow that already fell over the weekend. the storm stretching from Texas all the way up the East Coast. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear telling everyone to be smart.
We did not make it through almost a year of a pandemic to lose people to a snow or an ice storm.
A federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that attempted to drastically limit asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. The rule went into effect just one day before President Biden took office. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. Many people also receiving pandemic unemployment insurance, to which Paul Miller, founder of Miller & Company LLP, tells me.
Both the federal and the state unemployment are taxed, and so far what we've seen in the state of New York is the federal unemployment is included with the state unemployment. So when you get your statement from the government, it includes both the federal and the state.
A young girl injured in a crash involving a former Kansas City Chiefs coach is awake after 11 days. The update was posted on the GoFundMe page that's seeking donations for her medical expenses. Kansas City police are continuing to investigate the crash involving Britt Reed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. With you tonight is Aria.
Fun. Sorry, she's and Bonnie. Sorry, Ian.
And we're getting into Bitcoin here because, well, it's always worth talking about a tool that is being used to undermine the state and the power of financial institutions.
And people are talking about Bitcoin now. I mean, it just hit over $50,000. Finally, some people who didn't take Bitcoin seriously before are paying attention now.
Even Dogecoin is worth being taken seriously at this point.
My little brother is making money with Dogecoin slowly.
That's amazing.
I mean, I remember buying a ton of Dogecoin. Well, I don't know about a ton, but a lot of it back when it was like a tenth of a penny. And now
wow.
It's like 6 cents or something.
5.3 cents right now.
Oh, that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
And
nice.
The Raven coin, I spent about a month mining several thousand Raven coin, and now it's up to like 6-7 cents a pop.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like, okay, cool. That actually did, in the long run, pay for the mining cost and then some. So cryptocurrency is worth looking into these days, but not if you ask CNN, apparently. They are praising the almighty dollar. Ian, I believe you had that story.
Anakin Tapp, who is the CNN business reporter, has this to say. And I saw this headline. I just laughed out loud. Headline, the Bitcoin rally isn't enough to dethrone the mighty dollar.
Oh, my God.
I think the mighty dollar is doing a pretty good job of dethroning itself. I mean, is it China now the number one trading partner with the European Union rather than the U.S.?
Possibly.
I think I saw that today.
It wouldn't surprise me. They've got a lot to sell.
And, of course, they're no longer, you know, keeping reserves of USD lying around because the government's busy destroying it.
Sure, and we've also seen stories about how the Russian government is getting rid of its U.S. dollar holdings and replacing it with gold.
I can't say I blame them. I've been steadily doing the same.
CNN Business reporting the price of Bitcoin has soared this week, while the U.S. dollar, the world's number one reserve currency, tumbled. Could this be the beginning of the end of the greenback's reign? Bitcoin hit a high of more than $48,000, now $50,000, on Tuesday, so this is actually from last week, after Tesla reported a $1.5 billion investment in the cryptocurrency.
I really don't know to what extent that affected the value of Bitcoin. I guess it created some hype and caused more people to buy into it.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk apparently is the richest man in, is it the world or North America or something like that? He's surpassed, you know, Bill Gates or whatever.
He did it all by whoring himself to the American government.
Well, I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but he's got his ups, he's got his downs.
He does. I mean, and as long as he's now promoting things to undermine the U.S. government, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Maybe in the long run, he just borrowed all of that money from taxpayers and the American government in order to undermine and destroy the American government.
I mean, I don't have any problems. What our co-host Nobody used to say is like, hey, there's nothing wrong with taking money from the government, especially if you're going to use it to turn right against, you know, turn it against the government.
That's why I'm not upset about receiving these stimulus checks.
Right.
It immediately goes right into Bitcoin.
That's what I'm going to do next time.
Smart move.
It worked out well back when it was $7,000 and I first suggested it. Now people have turned that $1,200. Anyone who did it turned that $1,200 into $8,400 USD.
So, like, you got 7x returns, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
in
less than a year.
Yeah, in like 9 months.
So Bitcoin, again, shooting up, making record highs. Tesla bought a bunch. Bitcoin was up some 5% Tuesday afternoon, while the U.S. dollar index was down 0.6%. Tesla isn't the first company to dabble in Bitcoin, but it's definitely the most prominent one. A vote of confidence from the richest man in the world, apparently. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is quite the endorsement. Fawad Razakzadeh, an analyst at Think Markets, said in a note to clients, quote, as more and more companies start accepting Bitcoin, this will only lead to further increases in demand in a market which is limited in supply. I mean, this is basic economics, folks. You got a limited supply and high demand, the price is going to go which direction?
And the supply is more limited than people think. Isn't the cap of Bitcoin like 21 million coins?
That's right, yeah. And there's about 18 and some number million.
To be minted, which means that
there's 18 something in existence.
Yes, correct.
There's less than 3 million left to be minted at this point.
Which means that all of the 18.5 million or however many coins that have already been, you know, mined already belong to someone.
Yes, that's right.
If those people don't want to sell,
that price is going to go up. In fact, I think I saw somewhere, and I don't remember who to give credit to for this quote, but I may be off by a few years, but they said something like the very last Bitcoin to be mined is going to take like 40 years.
Really?
Well, because as Bitcoin goes on in time, the mining difficulty or the amount of Bitcoins mined per block. Now, for listeners that aren't familiar, the blockchain is one of the big innovations behind Bitcoin. That's the public ledger that's distributed and decentralized and secure and in thousands of locations. There's a new block added to it roughly every 10 minutes. And every time a new block is added or mined into the blockchain, there's what they call a block reward that goes to the miner who mined the block. Well, right now that block reward is, I believe, 6.25, if I'm not mistaken, bitcoins per block. Well, in a few years, two or three years from now, that's going to go down to 3.125, and then a few years later, it's going to go to 1.5 of 3, and then half of that, and then half of that, and then half of that, and then, you know, by the time we're all dead and Bitcoin's in its final run, if anyone even still cares about Bitcoin at that point, the very last Bitcoin, because at that point it'll be like a fraction of a Bitcoin is coming out every 10 minutes. Because at that point, it'll probably be worth quite a bit of money if everything goes as sort of planned. So it'll literally will take, like, decades for that final one Bitcoin to be mined.
So there's a fixed amount of Bitcoin?
That's correct. There are 21 million Bitcoin that are expected to be mined. Now, they theoretically could change that if they wanted to.
I suspect they will.
It would be so controversial if they did, you would see Bitcoin split again, if it did. I think.
And I wouldn't object to that either.
Nope.
So what does CNN have to say about this?
Well, so they're again talking about Bitcoin hitting it big. And
the U.S. dollar, it also has its own version of the 21 million coin cap that Bitcoin has. The difference with the USD is that it's meaningless. The debt ceiling or whatever the government calls it, whenever they hit it, they just raise it.
Yeah.
And it's much easier for them to do that than it is for the Bitcoin miners and programmers to we're going to raise the cap.
Bitcoin is becoming an alternative asset, said Brad Bechtel, the global head of FX at Jefferies. It's not correlated to anything else in the market, and that makes it an attractive asset to add to a portfolio, he said. That's pretty bullish for the long-term Bitcoin outlook, even as some, notably Bank of America, who have called the crypto rally, quote, the mother of all bubbles. Look out, Bank of America says Bitcoin's bad.
That's what Peter Schiff was calling it, a bubble, like, in 2016 when I first heard about Bitcoin, and I was like, oh, it must be bad.
Well, there's no doubt that the one that happened in 2017 was certainly a bubble, whether it was destined to be or not. It did turn out to be a bubble.
And it was a bubble when Bitcoin hit 1,100 in the year 2013. It was a bubble then, too, because it had never gone up that high before, and it went up pretty fast. It was also like November. So, interestingly, the bubble, quote, times of Bitcoin, the big run-ups, have kind of happened in, like, the same year, or not the same time of year, so like November, December range, and that's also kind of what happened this time, although this one's much more sustained. This seems less bubble-like and more intentional.
Yeah, by this point in 2018, after the last major bubble, Bitcoin was, you know, on its way down, back to like $8,000 or $9,000 at that point. It may have even hit
five.
Yeah. And versus this year, where it's halfway through February and the value of Bitcoin is still climbing.
But what's interesting is if you were to go to CoinMarketCap.com, which is one of those sites that shows you a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, what their current values are, etc. If you click up at or if you just click on Bitcoin and then you look at the chart, go back to the end of 2013. And just focus in the zooming ability on that, so you're cutting out the rest of time. Go through, like, 2013 and go through December, and you can see what that spike looked like in November. And if that's all you look at, you're like, man, that's a big spike. But then when you zoom out, it's just this teeny little bump. It's barely even noticeable in the whole scheme of the price of Bitcoin. And back then, everybody was freaking out because it was a huge price and everything. Now it's nothing, looking back.
I don't know if I agree with CNN that the value of Bitcoin isn't related to anything. It seems to be inversely correlated to the USD.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. With you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And I don't know about you, but when I think who has the best advice regarding cryptocurrency, I definitely think Bank of America. That's what we're talking about here. This FUD piece, that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt piece, is a hate piece on Bitcoin brought to us by CNN. Quoting Bank of America and how Bitcoin is a, what did they call it? The biggest,
the mother of all bubbles.
Yeah. Well, I think the tulip bubble thing back in the Dutch tulips or whatever is probably a bigger bubble, or was a bigger bubble.
Well, yeah, because tulips, guess what? You can grow as many as you have room to grow.
Yes.
So if a bunch of people get into the tulip business, the price of tulips is going to go down. Because there will be a supply of a glut of tulips on the marketplace to drive the prices down. Whereas with Bitcoin, you can't just get in and start creating Bitcoin out of thin air. You've got to compete with other miners in order to mine Bitcoin. Now, you could go start your own cryptocurrency, and there's about 8,000 of them right now that are vying for Bitcoin's number one spot, and about 7,995 of them aren't even close, you know, so...
No, Bitcoin's the clear champ of cryptocurrency right now.
Yeah.
And I don't expect that to change anytime soon. I would love to see Monero or a competing privacy coin ultimately topple Bitcoin. Preferably Monero or Hush or Zcash or... I don't really care as long as it's a privacy coin.
Yeah.
But even if Dogecoin was to supplant Bitcoin as the number one cryptocurrency, I wouldn't be upset, because at least Dogecoin is usable.
It is. It doesn't have a limit, though, I don't believe. I think that Yeah, the Dogecoin doesn't have an upper limit, so they can just keep on... They're going to keep on printing those Doge.
Breeding?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, really?
No, I just saw that.
It wouldn't surprise me, but yeah.
I wouldn't either. I like Dogecoin because, you know, it brings a sense of levity and
fun.
Humor to cryptocurrency. And it's fun.
Why shouldn't money be fun?
Agreed.
Yeah. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
That's why the United States government made the USD look increasingly like monopoly money, to the extent that $5 bills are more and more pink, $10 bills are more and more yellow, $100 bills are more and more white.
It's amazing.
And no one's caught on. Like,
I think somebody made a meme about that years ago.
Well, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Other people have noticed that. But it's so blatantly monopoly money, and they don't seem to care.
I actually really like that feature. I'm glad they added that.
Really?
It makes it a lot easier if you're sorting through bills. You can easily identify which ones are the hundreds versus the 50s and that kind of thing.
I guess that's true, but why did they have to make it look like monopoly money?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm kind of glad they did, but not enough people caught the hint, I guess.
Well, that's ultimately, this story isn't so much a hit piece against Bitcoin or cryptocurrency as it is a puff piece for that monopoly money. They're actually pimping the dollar here. Shall I continue?
Absolutely. The collapsing dollar.
Or correct.
The downward trending dollar.
So they say, but so they start the article by pointing out that there's all these people jumping into Bitcoin. Elon Musk is on board. Institutional investors are coming on board. And they say, but don't turn all your hard-earned dollars into Bitcoin just yet. The U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency, meaning that companies, countries, and central banks are keeping it in their accounts. It's also the currency most used in transactions around the globe.
I'm not sure how much longer either of those statements are going to be true, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that China and Russia are already offloading their USD reserve balances. And, I mean, realistically, that's what a lot of Americans are doing. That's what Elon Musk is doing. At least to an extent, when he buys Bitcoin with USD.
Right. It is pointless to take, before Bitcoin existed, all you could really do would be to put money in precious metals or real estate or stocks or something like that. But almost all of those things, with the exception of precious metals, are highly regulated and controlled by the state and manipulated. Supplies are manipulated. And when it comes to the precious metals, supplies are manipulated. So that's, in my opinion, why you don't see the price of gold shooting up like we're seeing cryptocurrency going up.
Gold is up, however, relative to the USD.
But it hasn't been going up over the last several months really at all.
That's true. It's a lot harder to get gold than it is to get cryptocurrency.
That's right. And a lot of the time they sell you quote-unquote gold, but it's on paper.
It's a gold certificate.
You don't really know if it's really gold, just like when PayPal sells you quote-unquote Bitcoin. Since you can't withdraw it, you don't really know if it's really Bitcoin.
So, this is the benefit of the gold backs, is that it's not a gold certificate.
Right.
It's not a promissory note to redeem gold later.
Yeah,
it is literally gold.
So again, they're pimping out the world reserve currency status and making it sound, you don't want to leave the big boys. You don't want to leave the safety of the dollar. They say, sure, the euro and China's yuan have become more popular in recent years, and cryptocurrencies have arrived on the scene. But for now, there's nothing to knock the dollar status. Huh? Just the fact that people are using it, is that the only thing that they've got here?
You can also use cryptocurrency for almost everything, especially here in New Hampshire and here in Kenan Pacific. If I wanted to, the only thing I probably couldn't acquire with cryptocurrency would be gasoline. Everything else I could acquire through purse.io or something like that.
I think AnyPay has a website now, and we haven't promoted it yet. PayPal, PayPow.com.
Oh, wow.
Where you can...
That's not going to create legal problems.
Right. You can, maybe that's what they want,
Maybe.
Like bring the lawsuit, bring the publicity kind of thing. But you can go there and you can use Bitcoin SV, I believe, to purchase gift cards. And I bet you that there's a gas station gift card on there. I'd be shocked if there wasn't one. And I know that those exist for like Dash and other things.
And you could probably sell your Bitcoin to nobody and he'd give you cash to buy gas.
Yeah, but see, then I'm buying gasoline with cash, not with Bitcoin.
So, and then there's also cheats like Bitcoin-fueled debit cards where you can use those to buy almost anything. So Bitcoin has jumped more than 30% in February alone, an impressive increase, admits the article, but, quote, that kind of price action is the exact opposite of what reserve investors are looking for, said chief market strategist Mark Chandler at Bannockburn Global Forex. He said further, rather than making it more attractive as a reserve asset, it makes it less attractive because volatility is risk. I don't understand the words that just came out of my mouth. Can you translate that? Were you able to pay attention to them?
They love throwing around this word volatility a lot because, yes, literally speaking, Bitcoin is volatile. The price goes up and it goes down. But the long-term trend of Bitcoin is not volatile at all. It is absolutely predictable. The prediction may be wrong. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? But just based on the history of Bitcoin, the volatility is clearly in the upward direction. And they're saying that these people, they're put off by the risk involved in cryptocurrency. It's too volatile.
I see. Okay. So the part of what reserve investors are looking for is what threw me off. I don't know what a reserve investor is, so they define it in the next paragraph. Reserve investors, such as central banks, aren't looking for the biggest return.
Oh.
They look instead for value-preserving investments. Because, you know, central banks are so concerned with preserving value.
Well, I've got news for these banks, then, because almost all of these media hit pieces against Bitcoin point out that it's not useful as a currency and it's best seen as a store of value.
Yes, but it's too volatile to be attractive to quote-unquote reserve investors. But the big propaganda here in this article is to suggest that a central bank cares about preserving value. The point of the central bank is to debase value. It's to steal value. It's to take value from your pockets and transfer it to their buddies in government and in corporate America. That's what the whole point of a central bank is. That's why they print more money. The process of printing whether it's the U.S. dollar or the Venezuelan Bolivar or the euro, the whole point of the money printing process is a transfer of wealth.
Yes, and they're very good at hiding it, and they've learned how to steal from people without the victim noticing.
That's right.
If a banker came up to you and said, "Give me $100 with a gun to your head," you know you're being robbed.
Yep.
But if instead they do some behind-the-scenes mathematics and inflation and stuff, and they make that $100 only worth $90,
mm-hmm.
they still stole $10 from you.
You just can't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it. You know what's happened. You know something isn't right, but you don't know you've been robbed. And you are being robbed, and it's the central banks, it's the federal government and the Federal Reserve Bank that have done this.
Right. The Federal Reserve doesn't need to invest in anything. They don't need to hold any kind of investments. They can just print out every single dollar that they ever need, and you will be victimized by it as long as you're holding dollars.
And it's not just the Federal Reserve Bank itself. It's all of the member banks. It's the Bank of America
right.
and the Wells Fargo that no longer have even a fractional reserve, which meant that you know they had to actually have some amount of money in order to write down a loan for you.
Right. Now it was a 9-to-1 ratio, I think, or 10-to-1
They had to have 10%. But now that limit's been erased because of COVID-19, and they can just loan out all of the money, whether they have it or not.
And they literally are printing money from thin air. They're really just the loans that they're issuing are coming from nothing.
It's authorized counterfeiting is what it is. And authorized to do it by the Federal Reserve Bank because the federal government got into bed with them, and that's the entire system they created to rob us all blind.
And the Federal Reserve Bank isn't even actually governmental.
No more than Federal Express.
Government. Yep, that's right.
603-283-6160. I hope you're tired of getting robbed live. Get into Bitcoin. There's more to discuss about Bitcoin. 603-283-6160.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.